A picture of a firefighter riding a motorcycle toward the World Trade Center became one of the best known images of 9/11. Now that motorcycle is on display in Milwaukee. It's Friday, September 11th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, Planned Parenthood has filed a new lawsuit challenging abortion restrictions in Wisconsin.
Our constitutional freedom includes the ability to make deeply personal decisions.
And the state is asking Enbridge to halt work on a temporary bypass for its Line 5 oil and gas pipeline. Stay with us.
I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferrett.
We are your hosts of Wisconsin Weekend from WPR News.
Each week, our team works to uncover the stories and events that communities all over the state take pride in.
Our goal is to bring you closer to the unique perspectives and the traditions that make Wisconsin a great place to call home.
Along the way, you'll hear uplifting stories of neighbors in your community making a positive difference.
Saturday afternoon at 3 and Sunday morning at 10.
An off-duty firefighter in full turnout gear was famously photographed riding his motorcycle into the rubble during 9/11. As Alyssa Eaton reports, the bike went on to display at the Harley-Davidson Museum in Milwaukee this month, 25 years after the attacks.
New York City firefighter Tim Duffy was off-duty and tuning up his motorcycle 25 years ago when he heard a large boom. Duffy got on his Harley and rode into Manhattan towards the site of the Twin Towers. He helped as many people as he could along the way. That's where photojournalist Alan Tannenbaum captured his image. Duffy says many people have written him letters saying the photograph inspired them to become first responders.
It just has been an inspiration for so many people that I felt selfish with it sitting in the garage because I know what it means to so many people.
He was at a ceremony at the museum last week to unveil the new display. Alyssa Eaton, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Schools across the state will be holding events today to remember the September 11th terrorist attacks, which took place 25 years ago. For educator Sarah Coplin, the memory of the event will forever be tied to her career. The first time she took over a classroom as a student teacher was on the morning of September 11th, 2001. Today, Coplin is a social studies teacher in the Shorewood School District. She says the attacks and their aftermath made a lasting impact on both her and her students that day. And she says it's also made her focus on empathy in the classroom.
Living through this experience, having students who were mistreated and watching how people have been treated who were Muslim and Sikh, that's really shaped me as an educator.
The Wisconsin legislature has added September 11th to the list of special observance days for schools. 10 states have adopted curriculum for 9/11. In Wisconsin, local school districts control how history of the event is taught. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin has filed a lawsuit challenging two abortion laws. As Anya Van Wagtendonk reports, they're arguing that certain restrictions violate the Wisconsin state constitution.
The lawsuit challenges two abortion restrictions on the books. One requires a 24-hour waiting period between requesting an abortion and receiving one. The other one requires a physician to be present for all abortions. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin's executive director, Tanya Atkinson, argues that these restrictions violate a constitutional right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Our constitutional freedom includes the ability to make deeply personal decisions about our reproductive health care without unnecessary government interference.
The lawsuit is in Dane County Circuit Court and is likely to eventually make its way to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. In a statement, a spokesperson for Wisconsin Right to Life argued that these lawsuits target safety standards. Uneven Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The head of the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking Enbridge to halt work on a temporary bypass for its Line 5 oil and gas pipeline. The agency says the company lacks state approvals. In a letter yesterday, DNR Secretary Karen Keon asked Enbridge to halt work on a new segment of a Line 5 pipeline in Iron County. Enbridge had begun work to bypass the site of a gas leak that occurred last month. Line 5 has been shut down since it was damaged by a truck that rolled into an open trench, releasing 1.3 million gallons of propane and butane into the air. The company was told multiple times that authorization would be required before construction, according to the agency. Heon asked the company to prioritize resolving the spill. She said Wisconsin residents expect the company to restore the environment and to minimize harmful effects from the leak. The DNR issued a notice of noncompliance to the company and said it may consider enforcement action. An Enbridge spokesperson says it's continuing work on the leak and its temporary bypass to bring the pipeline back online. Coming up, we'll hear about one writer's family tradition of wrapping egg rolls. Hope you're hungry. Stay with us.
When you're online, visit WPR.org. You'll find news headlines from WPR and NPR and feature stories about arts, culture, music, and politics. Explore our live audio streams, links to program information, or check out upcoming events in your area. WPR.org. We're not just on your radio.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a story about food and family.
Cooking and eating traditional family dishes can be the highlight of a person's year. For writer Yia Laura Vauclair, that beloved dish is egg rolls. She shared a story about her love of wrapping the crunchy snack at a live Wisconsin Life storytelling event in Eau Claire at the Lakely.
Once a year, or twice if we're lucky, my parents would set aside a whole day to make egg rolls, at least a crispy 100 or two. All 6 kids would gather around the kitchen table where my parents took turns mixing bean thread noodles, pork, shredded cabbage and carrots, and bits of cilantro and onion. When the mixture was perfect, there was the tedious task of wrapping. And despite our pleas, only my parents were allowed to wrap. They couldn't afford to have egg rolls with too much air or torn wraps go into the fryer, for those would burst open and ruin the oil. As I got older, my parents stopped making egg rolls because of how time-consuming it was. That's not all, though. In the middle of wrapping and frying, someone had to make the peanut sauce, and no one could ever remember where the peanuts were. Egg rolls were one of my favorite childhood snacks, so I eventually picked up the tradition of making them at least twice a year, 3 times if we were lucky. Without fail, I always selected the hottest days of the year, and despite the groans, my family pitched in. As the years went on, though, people moved away, got busy with school and jobs, and had to tend to children. I would show up to my parents' home with all the ingredients, only to find myself wrapping on my own and even deep frying too. In time, I found my own rhythm and became the fastest wrapper in my family, averaging 2 egg rolls every minute. I could single-handedly produce 100, sometimes even 200. During one of those times, my 5-year-old niece proudly announced she was helping too. I was hesitant for all the reasons my parents did not let me wrap growing up. My niece was eager to learn, though, and I could use another set of hands. After teaching her how to scoop the perfect amount of mixture, we practiced folding in corners, gently squeezing to release air bubbles, and sealing to ensure nothing came undone. We made a few before I let her continue on her own. And as she attempted to fold and roll, I caught her looking at my hands, producing one egg roll after another. I leaned over and whispered, "Guess who's the fastest egg roll wrapper?" My niece answered, "Grandma." I shook my head and pointed to myself, "That yeah." "How did you get so fast?" she asked. "I've had many years of practice," I responded. There was a pause. "How old were you when you first started wrapping?" I thought about it. "Probably in my early 20s. My niece marveled. "I'll be faster than you someday, that year, because I started when I'm 5. My niece has helped me wrap almost every single batch I've made. Together, we discovered how to make extra crunchy egg rolls by double wrapping. One time, my niece proudly handed me an egg roll that she had triple wrapped. And indeed, it was the crunchiest. We've made egg rolls in the shapes of squares and triangles. We've also invented a game where we stuff a few egg rolls with a large chunk of carrot. Winner bites the crunch. Someday, I look forward to my niece surpassing my record of being the fastest egg roll wrapper. Maybe she'll start a tradition of making egg rolls at least 3 times a year. If we're lucky, 4.
Mia Lohr shared that piece on egg rolls at a live storytelling event in Eau Claire at the Lakely. It was hosted by WPR's Wisconsin Life and the Chippewa Valley Writers Guild. To hear Laura's full story and learn why she wanted to share it with listeners, go to wisconsinlife.org or check out the Wisconsin Life podcast. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And just enough time to get a check of your forecast before letting you go for the day. Sunny and warm today, still feeling like summer, with high temperatures in the mid-80s across the state. Could be a little windy at times, with gusts up near 20 miles per hour. Showers and storms likely in northwestern Wisconsin overnight. The rest of the state just cloudy with lows in the 50s and 60s. Little cooler for the weekend. Highs in the 70s and 80s tomorrow. Only getting into the 60s and 70s by Sunday. Slowly starting to feel like fall. And that'll do it for this Friday. Glad you could join us. Thanks for being here for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. Have a great rest of your day and a fantastic weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.